If you've been around someone who tests positive for COVID-19, you should expect to get a call from a contact tracer. Here's more on what you can expect if you get one of these calls. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is announcing new COVID-19 cases almost every day. If you test positive, you can expect to receive a call from YKHC as soon as it gets your results. A medical provider will give you the news and answer questions, and then they'll arrange a call between you and a contact tracer.
So there's a couple different steps to contact tracing.
Brian Lefferts leads the contact tracing team at YKHC. The tracer will ask about any health conditions you might have that would put you at a higher risk for complications with COVID-19. They'll ask about travel history, and they'll ask you to try to remember everyone you've been around during the time when you might have been infectious. There's two types of contacts. Close contacts,
which is defined by the CDC as anyone who's less than 6 feet for more than 15 minutes.
And general population contacts.
And those are anyone who may have been in contact with the individual who tested positive during their infectious period, but not to the level that is considered a close contact.
For close contacts, YKHC will ask for the date you were in contact and for how long. They'll also request a phone number for the contact. If you don't have a phone number, YKHC will likely be able to find it in their medical records. Then YKHC will call all those close contacts. Here's what happens if you get one of those calls. First off, many members of the team are working from home and might be calling from their personal cell phones. If you want to verify that you are, in fact, talking to a YKHC employee, you'll be given another number to call, and you can ask to receive a YKHC email. The contact tracer who called will let you know that you were in contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19, but not who that contact was.
We understand that this is really frustrating for people not to know who that they were in contact with that recently tested positive for COVID. But as a health corporation, health information privacy rights have to be followed.
The tracer can tell you when you may have been exposed and will ask you to quarantine for 14 days from that time. So if you were in contact on October 1st, you'd be asked to quarantine until October 14th. All members of your household will also be asked to quarantine for those 14 days unless you're able to isolate yourself from them. That means using a separate bedroom and bathroom and keeping apart. The contact tracer will then schedule an appointment for you to get tested for COVID-19. That test should occur 5 to 8 days after exposure.
It can take that amount of time on average for your body to begin to shed enough virus to where it would be picked up on a follow-up test.
Household members are not recommended to get tested, but if they choose to, they can. If you want, YKHC can email you general medical material about COVID-19 and a medical work excuse to send to your employer. Critical infrastructure employers should already have plans on file with the state of Alaska on how to structure their employees' quarantine. Contact tracers will make regular calls to people in quarantine until their quarantine ends. YKHC spokesperson Tiffany Zolkuski says contact tracers are working overtime 7 days per week, but can only do so much.
Our response is only a piece of the puzzle in COVID-19 prevention. It really is everybody's responsibility to stop this virus from spreading.
As of Wednesday, the region had 13 active COVID-19 cases. It was monitoring 250 close contacts. If each of those contacts develop COVID-19 symptoms, Zolkuski says it would overwhelm the regional healthcare system. To prevent that, YKHC urges everyone to wear masks in public, wash their hands, keep social circles small, maintain physical distance from others outside your household, and get tested for COVID-19 after out-of-region travel, and to quarantine after travel or after close contact with someone who tests positive for COVID-19. If you are interested in contact tracing, YKHC is hiring. You can apply for a contact tracing position on their website. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.